story time.
Yay.
It's been a long time since I've done any stories. Hypothetically, I'm not saying there's any truth to this. I'm just giving you something as a story to help you find a way to understand. Because your people understand stories. You guys started with stories many, many moons ago in front of the fires. A long time ago, there was a young man. And this young man was an enlightened being. And this enlightened being came into this world and he had many things he needed to do. Now, in the process of this, he had many stories, many journeys, many missions. And one of his missions was to inevitably have the universe, you need to put the dog out and shut the door. To calculate the universe and its thinking is inequitable to the human mind. But nonetheless, it is. You understand what I mean by that? It is a fact. So, having said that, this person was to free another person that was in prison. And to needed to change that person's direction, their path, their purpose, because it had become off course. This person, according to the great plan, the universe's great plan, needed that person to be somewhere at a certain point, a certain place. So, it had to have somebody brought in to free this person from prison, let's say. So, one of the missions was for this enlightened being would be to end up to go to this prison. And the process of this person going into this prison to find this person, because there's no other way to get to that person, and teach them. So along teaching, you teach other people. So this person taught a group of people. And in the process of teaching this group of people, they had much more time in prison than other people, because in prison you don't have to work a job, necessarily. You don't have as many distractions. You don't have as many people nagging on you, wanting you. So time is very different. Time is compounded. So spending time regularly with somebody allows them much more time to reflect on something, because they don't have to spend 8 hours doing something very demanding or have their day very demanding and split in the same way. So you have to understand things can be done and achieved much faster in a place like this. So, amongst meeting people and teaching them things of understanding so that their mind could expand and become flexible like yoga, so they would learn about auras and energies and time and space and all these possibilities so the mind could become limber enough to slip between bars. Because reality is a prison. Hence we learned this from Gurdjieff, who says in order to break out of prison you need help. Now, so one could say that the people in this prison felt that they could never escape. They would be there for what would be an eternity. Now one would say, well, you only got 5 years sentence or 10 years sentence. How can you feel that's eternity? I've already told you, when you're in a prison, time is compounded. So it does feel like eternity. Even though there's an out point, it doesn't matter. It feels differently to them for time. So one teaches them knowledge, one teaches them things, and eventually one day we get to the tones. And one explains to them the first tone, the second tone, the third tone. And then you get into deeper levels. To the third tone goes the fourth tone, and from the fourth tone goes the fifth to the sixth, and the sixth to the seventh. As they begin limber enough in their mind to understand what these teachings really mean, because to the uneducated mind, these teachings cannot be understood. You must understand your spiritualism. You must have yoga of the mind. You must have flexibility in order to let your mind move between the bars of the prison. You understand? In order to slip between them, you have to move in between the bars. So, Reality is controlled by bars, notes, frequency, programs that hold itself together. So one explains to someone in prison with no help that if you can discipline your mind and discipline the babbler enough, and you can have enough energy to fuel yourself, to move through these bars, to keep your mind limber enough, to keep your flexible energy good enough, you can approach these bars and slowly move through them. And each day they would practice, and they would practice. And one would say, why? Why would you learn these bars? Why do these things? So that you can set yourself free. So, in essence, one would say to them, if you can get to the 10th bar, you can free yourself from this prison. You can change your reality. You can change your destination. You can rewrite your reality. You can rewrite destiny. You can rewrite the great program, where you can write yourself out of it. So, that's my story. Capiche? Alright, now get back to work.